So this project started in 2004 or five, I think. And the first bit of the project was for us to actually establish a site for this box, a 1,000 seat recital hall that is specifically made for acoustic music, but it can work for amplified music, but it's specifically designed for acoustic music. It's a kind of belts and braces design, because there's a whole lot of things about recital halls to make them really good that are sometimes, they're overlooked for either aesthetic reasons or other pragmatic reasons. But we did everything in this that we were advised would make this just an amazing acoustic place. The shape of the box, the dimensions of the box, the volume of air, that is the amount of air in the room, all have, you know, mathematical controls on them that says this is what you've got to do. And then the other aspect to it is we wanted to make it a place that felt like it was contemporary and also futuristic, and yet it had a link back to the idea of, you know, the musical instrument. And so the idea was that this was a container for fine music, and the box itself then becomes like an elaborated piece of furniture.
Or an instrument itself.
Or an instrument itself.
Like a giant cello or double bass or something like that.
I should say that we had an amazing group of 100 musicians and performers who were the advisory group. 100 people don't normally agree, and they didn't. So that was quite a task. But
well, importantly, because it didn't start with a home company here.
ACO, Brandenburg, all were on the advisory group, but they were all on it.
Because they wanted a 1,000-seat theatre. The Hamer Hall was too big for chamber music.
And 750 is the sweet spot. But economics say 750 is too small. Recital music, you know, is meant to be in a room, in a grand living room in Vienna. So once it gets too big, it's quite difficult to get the amount of sound in. So you've got to have a lot of reflecting surfaces. That's why it's all hard and bright, as they call it. But you can't have it flat, because then you get reflections and echoes straight to your ear. It needs to be fully embracing. So the modulated surface is to break the sound up and fill it within the room. So, and that's, again, mathematically calculated. So we had to do this fully 3D modelled in the computer with the depth of each one of those, and then the acousticians put it in their modelling and go, oh, that one's too deep, oh, that's not enough diffusion there. And then we make a 1 to 25 model, a physical model, which is exact, and they put a little spark in it and a whole lot of little microphones. It goes, and they go, oh, that's all right, that's, well, we need to adjust that and adjust that. It's an amazing amount of work to get it like this.
But what's interesting out of that is that the audience who first came here came out of the old Hamer Hall, the pre-renovated Hamer Hall, which was heavily upholstered, quite a soft and slushy noise, and they came here and it was incredibly vibrant, incredibly reflective, and they were scared. Every cough and every whisper.
Right. Shuffling your feet.
Every time someone rustled their legs together, because it was so live. But that's the nature of a live music room, an acoustic-based music room.
The LA Chorale did a concert here, and it was absolutely amazing. And they said, after they reported back to us, this is the best hall I've ever sung in. And if you've ever seen them, they sing to the hall. So obviously when you're down here, you can get the exact, like right down the front, you can hear that. And back here, you can hear it. It's fully rounded, warm, beautiful sound, but it's different to being right in the front row.
And that's why aficionados like their own seats, because they might like particularly to focus on an instrument or a section, or they might like the experience of the fullness of sound.
Which was a major problem with both the Sydney Opera House Concert Hall and with the old Hamer Hall, which had huge dead spots along the side.
The preferred sound is actually the front of the balcony. Well, a number of friends of mine say the front of the balcony is the best sound. You make the box and then you need ledges down along the edge. So that, and we had to do this in the Sydney Opera House, we had to introduce these flaps that come down so you can get the reflections back into the room. You need to break up the big sidewall. And then the other thing is you need to make you feel like you're in a room of people rather than sitting all down here and it's all sheer all the way up. So we introduced these what's called bus stop seats, which I love those seats. If I come here, we go into those seats. So the idea of it being a populated wall is another key part of that design.